poll, Joe Kent takes lead in Washington State congressional race. By Jacob Bliss on November 5, 2021. Trump-endorsed Green Beret veteran Joe Kent takes the lead in the race for Washington's 3rd congressional district while Republican incumbent Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, who supported Trump's impeachment, sits at third, according to a Trafalgar Group poll. The poll asked, if the election for Congress were held tomorrow, who would they vote for in the jungle primary? This means that only the top two candidates with the highest percentage advance to the general election. The survey currently shows Kent with a roughly 6-point lead ahead of Democrat Brent Henrich, followed by the incumbent impeachment Republican. The poll shows Kent is in the lead with 30.6% and Henrich in second place with 24.7%. Herrera Butler is in third with 23.4%, meaning that she would not advance past the primary, along with Heidi St. John, another Republican, with 9.8%. 6% said they would vote for another Democrat, 1.8% were undecided, and 3.8% said they wouldn't vote. The poll also showed that Kent is favored by 39.7%, with 22.4% saying very favorable, only 23.1% found Kent unfavorable. However, the impeachment Republican was favored slightly less with 33.1%, but over half of the respondents, 58.9%, found Herrera Butler to be unfavorable. The Trafalgar Group poll was conducted between October 30 and November 1, asking 682 likely 2022 top two primary voters. The poll has a margin of error of plus or minus 3.68% and a 95% confidence level. In response to the poll numbers, Byron Sanford, a representative for Kent, exclusively told Breitbart News that we aren't taking anything for granted. But it's quite encouraging that we're in first place against Reno impeachment voter Jamie Herrera Butler, who's in third place. It's a top two primary. Her favorability is down in the low 30s, and we're beating her by nearly 8 percentage points. It just goes to show that our grassroots campaign is gathering steam, Sanford added. In an exclusive interview Kent had with Breitbart News earlier this year, he decided to run against the incumbent to try and unseat her after she voted for the impeachment of former President Donald Trump after the January 6 incident. The Republican congresswoman who I voted for stabbed us in the back and voted for the impeachment of President Trump, he said in the interview. She'd always kind of been a very weak Republican, very typical of the establishment. She voted against the construction of the border wall. She voted to keep our troops in Syria, our troops in Afghanistan, he added. She voted for Obamacare, but this was the straw that broke the camel's back. So I saw basically our entire country kind of being driven off the cliff by the Democrats, and I wanted to do something. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.